Okay, I am at Clapham Leisure Centre, and I've just come out of the Clapham Users Forum, which is the quarterly meeting of the users and the management here at GLL, Greenwich Leisure Limited, which is the preferred private leisure partner from our friends at the Labour-led Lambeth Council. So usually these meetings are the opportunity to speak with the GLL management about any issues affecting the use of leisure at the centre. And it was really quite pertinent this quarter, because we started off the meeting with the news that Clapham is going to be closing on the 18th of Jan. Yes, you bounder, you cad, you mentioned the C word, the closure word. And so during the meeting, a series of tweets were exchanged with at Labour Stockwell, and at Labour Stockwell claimed that Clapham isn't closing. And then just as the tweet dropped, your man from GLL said, "Bad news, I'm afraid. Clapham is closing." So I'm not quite sure where the confusion crept in between GLL and our friends at Lambeth Council. But yes, sadly, Clapham is closing in a week's time. A new centre is being built. That is 2 years on the horizon as part of the highly exciting Future Clapham project, which I don't know why quite it's called Future Clapham, because it's already more than 2 years behind schedule and massively over budget. And so really it's so frustrating, because it just really sums up the way that Labour-led Lambeth Council has pimped out leisure in the Rotten Borough, and they have no grasp or no control over these events that are just all colliding together. And so what Cathedral Group are the developers. It's a classic case of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, that kind of political situation, where in return for building a brand new pool for Lambeth Council, Cathedral get to build lots of fancy new private properties which they can then sell on the site. And the guys at Cathedral were running a bit short on money, aren't we all? And so what happened was the project has been delayed and delayed and delayed, and then they gave a week's notice to the users, to GLL and to Lambeth Council, saying, right, Everybody out, we're closing Clapham. Hey-ho, have no fear. There are two other flagship leisure centres here in the Rotten Borough. There is Streatham, which is currently closed. Now, Streatham really is the inverse situation of what we've got here in Clapham, and that the Streatham Hub project is going back. It's been delayed by goodness knows how long. Six, 7 or so years. And so Tesco's are the private partner that Lambeth Council have pimped out the project to, and Tesco's have been stalling to such an extent that Streatham is now closed as it's falling down, and Lambeth Council won't pump any of their own money into it. They're waiting for Tesco to do the job. In the meantime, there's nowhere to swim for anybody in the Streatham area. And then there's Brixton, which is also closing a week or so after Clapham, less than 2 years after the £3 million refurbishment, for yet further refurbishment. But you can swim there still in Brixton between the bonkers hours of 7 and 9 a.m. and then you get changed in the gym upstairs, and then you get frog march downstairs wearing a Speedos. So it's not totally closed. But really, it's just these kind of events. It just seems that Lambeth Council haven't got any control whatsoever over their own provision of leisure. So here in Clapham, you've got the Cathedral Group saying, right, that's it, we're closing, out you get. Now, you know, if they had their own finances, Lambeth Council could have actually have structured and managed the closure. And so it didn't really cross over with the events in Streatham and also Brixton. Now, at the meeting today, what was truly, truly disappointing was just the complete lack of any accountability of Labour-led Lambeth Council. There was a nice guys from GLL who were being very sheepish. They've obviously been messed around big time by Lambeth Council. But of course, they're their preferred partners, and it's not really in their place to say anything against them. And there was one poor flunky guy on the payroll from the council, from the leisure provision. He was very, very nice. He got a right old kicking by the users. But he's not electable. He's not accountable. And the three Clapham Town Ward councillors weren't here. There wasn't anybody here who was electable from Lambeth Council. And so we couldn't really hold them to account. There is zero accountability. You know, and that really is what happens when you just pimp out and try and privatise your leisure. Now, the real winners here is going to be the private sector, because there was a very enterprising chap as we left the users forum from Fitness First, the private leisure facility, and he was leafleting. He was openly handing out flyers saying, "Come and sign up." His slogan was, "Fitness First is open." So if you're £50 a month, you can guarantee somewhere to swim and do your fitness here in Lambeth, but it's not with a council-owned or a council-managed facility. And so really, the whole privatisation of leisure in Lambeth, Lambeth Council has got its way. If you want to try and swim somewhere or use fitness here in the Rotten Borough, you've got to go down the private route, be that with Fitness First or with one of the privatised council-owned facilities, if you can find them open.